Well, the devastation of the bushfire crisis has brought out the best in many Australians, with volunteering, fundraising and donation drives galore. It also, though, sometimes brings out the worst, with police announcing that looters have been apprehended in bushfire-affected areas in New South Wales. Authorities are also warning about dozens of donation scams, and on social media, misinformation has followed the bushfires around the world. A new analysis has found dozens of bots are spreading fake news about the fires, and in the midst of all that, there have also been some perverse experiences for some. Sarah Dingle reports.
The scale of this season's bushfires mean many of us know someone who's fled a fireground. And even if we don't, weeks of terrifying and heartbreaking stories from the fire front have touched us deeply. All of that means that with the bushfires, emotional stakes are high and sadly ripe for exploitation. Now the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission is warning of dozens of scams where fraudsters claim to be raising money for people or animals affected by the blazes. The chair of the ACCC is Rod Sims.
We're trying as hard as we can to try and warn people to beware of these scams, and if you want to donate to help bushfire victims, then we urge you to do so through reputable agencies by contacting their website rather than responding to who may call you.
Online, the Australian bushfire crisis is making global news and attracting its fair share of international bots spreading misinformation. ABC technology reporter Ariel Bogle has been collating data on suspicious Twitter accounts and sending them off for analysis to Dr. Timothy Graham at the Queensland University of Technology.
So he looked at the Twitter handles we sent him, but he also took a particular look at hashtags on Twitter. And one of the hashtags that interested him was one that is called Arson Emergency. And when he looked at a sample of about 315 Twitter accounts posting using that hashtag, he found that about a third of them displayed highly automated or inauthentic behaviour. And he said it looked like a suspiciously high number of bot-like and troll-like accounts using that hashtag.
And what were they saying?
Well, there has been a narrative developing in some corners of the internet without a factual basis that arson has been the overwhelming cause of Australia's bushfire emergency. And while there have been arrests for arson in many different states in Australia, no expert is saying that is the overwhelming cause of what is happening here. And so it does seem like a narrative that's being seized on to blame arson activity rather than climate change as the culprit for what we're facing.
Misinformation isn't just being spread by bots. The US organisation ABC News, not in any way connected to the Australian Broadcasting Corporation, has shared a map of Australia and its fires to give a sense of scale. Problem is, according to their image, all of Australia's capital cities have burned, as has Alice Springs, Uluru, and an unbroken diagonal section running from the Gulf of Carpentaria right down to Albany in Western Australia. Also online, a photo of a young family sheltering in the water under a jetty from flames has gone viral. But the photo is from fires in Tasmania 7 years ago. And one Brisbane artist has seen his well-intentioned and carefully captioned digital artwork go viral, draw abuse, and be banned in just 2 days. Anthony Hirsey created a haunting 3D image of Australia from space, showing all bushfires over a month using NASA satellite data.
And I basically created like a compilation of where fires have started, where they've been put out, and where they currently still are over a period of a month between the 5th of December all the way through to the 5th of January.
He posted it online, clearly describing it as a data compilation. Friends of friends shared it, celebrities shared it, and somewhere along the way, the description was lost.
I think my image has, because it's spread and it's, I think it's so dramatic. A lot of celebrities have picked up on it. I've had shares from Rihanna, Jason, Aquaman, the Kardashians too, I think Khloe Kardashian. But as people shared it, they got rid of the description. They started to sort of sell it as a photograph from NASA or like a real-time photo of Australia in its current time, and that was completely untrue.
Within hours, the backlash began. A fact-checking unit from India flagged Mr. Hirsey's work as fake news. Now, 2 days after its creation, Mr. Hirsey's work has been blocked and flagged as false information on both Facebook and Instagram, not because of what he's done, but because of how others have used it. Anthony Hirsey says it's been a wild couple of days.
Sarah Dingle with that report.